Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our...
Thank you for getting connected with eBay customer support. This is Alex Wilson. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Pardon me?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine, ma'am. Thank you for asking. So, this is a verification call for you. Yesterday, we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299 for purchasing gift cards from eBay. Have you authorized a purchase from your end?
No.
Is there anybody else in your family member who made the purchase on your behalf?
No.
Okay. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to cancel this charge because we received it from an overseas billing address, okay? And
okay.
Yes, and we don't want it to be done.
Okay.
So, for the cancellation, have you got any smart device with you, like computer, laptop, or a smartphone, so that we can guide you up, ma'am, in order to cancel it?
No, I don't. I just got my phone that you called me on.
Okay. Is that an Android phone, ma'am, or is it an Apple iPhone, so that I can guide you easily? Please let me know.
It's an Android phone.
Okay. First of all, do a thing, ma'am. Put me on speaker from your end, so that you can talk to me. Yes. Now, after putting me on speaker, okay, now look at the bottom of your phone screen. Do you see, at the bottom, do you see three icons, like an arrow, a square, and three lines?
There's an arrow, a circle, and a square.
Okay, there's an arrow, a circle, a square. Okay, just give a touch on the arrow.
Yep, that doesn't do anything, just that's the back button.
Yes, ma'am, the back button. Now you're back to the home page, ma'am. Can you see all your regular apps of your phone now?
Yep.
Okay. Now, you need to open up the Play Store app. There's an application named Play Store. You need to open it.
Where is that on my phone?
Just check all your apps. It's a triangular shape icon with multiple color on it. It says Play Store.
Oh, yep. Yep, I found it.
Okay. Now, look. Now, I do believe your mobile data or your Wi-Fi is connected to your phone, ma'am?
I don't have Wi-Fi. I'm not actually at home, so I'm not connected to Wi-Fi.
Okay, and you're using your mobile data at the moment?
Yep.
Okay, now look at the top of your screen, ma'am. At the very top, there's a white bar. There's a white bar. It says search for apps and games. Do you see that? Yes, type there, all in lowercase, type eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yep.
Leave a space.
Yep.
Then type AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, AnyDesk.
Yep.
Now tap on search.
Yep.
Now what option you can see, ma'am, please let me know.
Oh, there's lots of services. There's just an icon right there.
Sorry, come up again.
There's the thing that you said, the ASK is there.
Sorry, I didn't get you.
The ASK is there in the top one, and then there's another one that just says eBay. Which one should I click on?
No. Have you touched eBay any desk?
Sorry, can you say the one that's really hard to hear?
Yeah, it's any desk. AnyDesk. Any desk.
I typed it wrong.
Okay. And then press search. Then tap on search.
Yeah, it's kind of desktop app.
Now, do you see any red color icon comes up? It says any desk?
Yep.
Yes, any desk remote. Now, give a click on it.
Yes.
Now, there will be a green color box. It says installed.
Yep. So it says that it's come up as it's not sure whether I should download it or not. It says please confirm that you want to download this one.
Yes, click on confirm. Click on confirm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Yes. It's just downloading now.
All right. Now just wait for a while. Once you see the open option, please let me know, okay? I'm on the line with you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, it's still installing. It says it's come up as I shouldn't click OK.
Okay.
Have you opened it up? No, it won't let me open it up. It says it's not OK to open. Did I click the wrong one?
What can you see on your screen? Just read it back to me.
Blocked by security.
Give a click on cancel.
Oh, okay. Yep. It won't let me download it. It just goes back to the original thing. Back to the Play Store.
It's back to the Play Store?
Yeah.
Okay. Come to the search bar again.
Yep.
Yes. And type that again, eBay Any Desk.
Yep.
And search it.
Yep, it just come up with the same thing, the same searches again.
Yeah, this is a red color icon with a white diamond on it. It is Any Desk Remote Desktop. Do you see that?
Yeah, that's the one I clicked on before.
Yes, give a click on it once again and tap on install.
Yep, that's done.
Okay,
it's installing. It just says it's installing.
Okay, do you see the percentage is going around? This is downloading now?
Yep.
Alright, once you see the open option, please let me know, okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it won't let me download it because it's blocked by security.
What security? What's coming up on your screen? Just tell me.
There's a little window, and it just says blocked by security, and that I need an administration password to get into it, and I don't have the administration password.
Sorry, please come up again, ma'am.
It wants an administrative password, and I don't have one for this phone.
Okay, not an issue. Just...
I'll have to ask my mom for it.
Okay, don't need to do that. You just do a thing. Look at the right hand side top corner. There is a magnifying glass. Tap on the magnifying glass.
Yep.
Yes. Now make the search bar empty.
Yep.
And type over there Zoho Assist Customer. Zoho.
Yep.
Leave a space.
Yep.
Then type assist, A-S-S-I-S-T, assist.
Okay, yep.
Leave a space and type customer.
Okay.
Now tap on search.
Yep.
Now this is a green color app, it says customer app Zoho Assist.
Yep.
Yes, click on install. There's an install option, tap on install.
Yep. It's done the downloading now.
All right. Once you see the open option, please let me know, okay?
Yep. Just takes a minute, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, this one says blocked by security. And then I need an administrative password.
Administrative password, right? And do you know that password, ma'am?
No, my mom is like, this is my mom's phone, so I don't know the thing for it. The password.
Okay, can you ask your mom the password? Does she know
that? She's at work.
Okay.
I'm at home by myself today.
And this is a work phone you're using, ma'am?
No, it's my mom's phone. Well, I'm on my mom's plan, and so she gives me a phone number. To download stuff, we have to approve it with her password.
Okay, all right. And you don't know the administrative password, right?
I don't know the admin password. Yes.
Okay, not an issue. And apart from this phone, do you have any computer or a laptop, ma'am?
No.
Okay, not an issue. As you're not able to download this app, what I'm going to do, I'm going to cancel each and everything from my end. So we are going to verify some of your basic information. Can you just confirm me, ma'am, when was the last time you checked your banking statements?
Oh, I don't have a bank account. I'm 14, man. I don't have a bank account.
In this phone, do you see any banking application in this phone?
No. I've got
Your mom do online banking with any bank? Do you know about it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I can ring mum if you want and get her to call you back.
Okay. All right.
So she'll be able to do all this stuff. I don't really know that much about it.
I understand, ma'am. Can you give me a convenient time to reach you back, ma'am?
She finishes about 5 o'clock, but she'll be home about 6.
Around 5 o'clock, right?
Yes, but she won't be home until about 6.
And what's the time right now in your place?
It's like 4:30 in the afternoon.
Sorry?
It's 4:30.
Your voice is not clear, ma'am. Can you speak a bit louder?
It's 4:30 in the afternoon.
4:30?
Yeah, where are you?
We are from Sydney, ma'am.
Oh, you're from Sydney, so it should be the same time.
Okay. It's 2:30 at the moment.
Oh, no, we're a couple of hours out because we're in Perth.
What's the exact time? Can you just tell me the exact time?
4:31.
It's 4:31, right?
Yeah.
So should I call you back after 30 minutes?
Oh, no, Mum won't be home then. She finishes at 5, but she won't be home until 6.
Till 6. So can I call you back after 1 hour?
I don't know. I don't think Mum will be very happy.
Sorry?
I don't think Mum will be very happy. I'm going to get in trouble for answering the phone.
No. You are not going to be in trouble, ma'am. I'm going to explain you the things. You will tell your mom that there are some fraud activities that are trying to be done under her information, okay? Some hackers from online is trying to misuse the details and placing some fraud orders, okay? And you talk to us.
Yep.
Yes, and we are going to help you with the cancellation of these charges, okay? So I will call you back after, I will call you back after 1.5 hours. That will be okay for you.
Can my mom just call you? Do you have a number my mom can call you on?
Ma'am, we are from the anti-fraud department, so we will call you back, okay? You don't have to call
us. My mom works for a bank, and she works in anti-fraud, so that's perfect.
Okay. So I will talk to her. Once she comes back, I will talk to her about this, all right?
Perfect. Because she works for the government as well, so that'll be great.
Okay, so which bank she works at?
She works for the Commonwealth Bank and for the Australian government.
Okay, all right. Once she comes back...
She did a huge big project. It was really cool with the Australian Federal